Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Inaabangan na ang pagpapalabas ng bagong dramedy series ng SBS na The Unusual Suspects. Apat sa major roles ng serye ay gagampanan ng mga Filipina actresses dito sa Australia at mula US. Nauna na nating nakakwentuhan si Aina Dumlao at si Lina Cruz. Kilalanin naman natin si Michelle Vergara Moore na gumaganap bilang milyonaryang businesswoman na si Roxanne Waters. At si Susanna Downs bilang bagong saltang international student na si Gigi sa ating panayam. Kasagsagan ng pagkalat ng coronavirus ang pagbuo ng The Unusual Suspects. Paano kaya naitawid ng mga cast at crew ang bawat araw sa shooting? At paano nabuo ang masayang pagkakaibigan sa likod at harap ng kamera? Yan ang ikikwento sa atin ni Michelle at ni Susanna.
Both Aaron, Aina and I did the hotel quarantine. So we both came to the United States, quarantined in Sydney for 2 weeks, but it was very disconcerting still to have the mask. But for me, it was not being able to see my fellow crew members or production staff, to see their faces, you know, it was quite alienating.
Yeah, we only really got to see their faces until lunchtime when they had to take them off to eat. And we're like, oh, so that's what you look like.
Oh,
okay,
sure. So that's what Sam looks like, the guy who does, you know, all the props and has the most beautiful smile, but you never get to see it.
Such an absolute sweetheart. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's what Anna, our third AD, looks like. So, she's got the biggest smile too.
Oh, my God. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad that Australia did take it so seriously, right?
Challenging yun, yung sa mata nyo lang kinikilala yung mga tao sa paligid. Pero kayo, ladies, dahil antagal nyo nang magkakasama dun sa shoot, balita ko halos bumuo na daw kayo ng sarili nyong girl group.
It's just been so great. Like, I have so many more ates now. Like, the four of us, we're all, like, you can't have one without the other three.
Thank God we found such wonderful people to act with, because this was quite a challenging shoot. It was a very short amount of time and there were a lot of restraints with COVID and all that sort of thing. And just everyone worked so hard, incredibly hard, to get this show on the road. And I think it's going to be fantastic.
Very interesting ang mga karakter at role na napunta sa inyong dalawa. So si Gigi ay galing sa mayamang pamilya sa Pilipinas, tama? And then sumabak siya bilang international student at nagtrabaho dito sa Australia. Pero ikaw, Susanna, paano mo napanindigan yung role mo bilang si Gigi?
I like to say she's an alternate universe version of myself if I was born in the Philippines and was not made aware of like hard work and wanting to have a job at a younger age. I mean, I didn't really start working for myself until I was 19, but my character doesn't start working until she leaves the Philippines. It was not hard to dive into who she was. It was more just like tapping into a part of me that I'd started with, like being spiritual and manifestation, laws of attraction, all of that kind of stuff, and going further in depth into it and doing my research and reading all the books, because I'd started that journey for myself. But for my character, Gigi was very much already into it and teaching others how to do that too. So I think if there was any challenge, it was that.
Ito naman si Michelle. Ano yung pinakamahirap na part bilang isang Roxanne Waters?
Playing Roxanne, the major challenge for me was was the Tagalog, because I'm not a native speaker, so I had to. I think I've said this before. I've been telling myself for like at least 25 years, learn Tagalog, and I bought the books over the years and tried it, but it is a daily thing that you actually have to spend hours and hours and hours in doing. So during the pandemic in New York for 6 months before I came to Australia, I was walking the halls of the apartment, getting your steps in, but then not wanting to go on the street because of the pandemic, and just doing Tagalog lessons in my head, like the tapes, and it was amazing. That was the biggest challenge. But also not wanting to create a stereotypical version of this character, because she is quite flamboyant, she's quite brassy, she's quite out there, and I didn't want to portray someone that wasn't true to her convictions in her own life. And look, let's face it, that you do meet Filipinos who are very out there and flamboyant. So I think I like to think that I played each scene with conviction and with passion and with integrity.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping people will be like, oh my God, that's like Dita well, Grace.
I've
or
yeah. I've said that your character's like my mum. There's a moment, one scene, I was just like chilling out and you're doing a scene. She's like, what happened? Oh, sorry, I just thought I was at home.
Oh no!
My mom. I thought Shell was my mom, and she's just yelling.
Oh my God!
But like, and I'm like, that's the same as my mom. Yeah. Yelling is the inside voice. So it was like, yeah, you definitely did her justice.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Siyempre, I'll ask you then. Ano naman yung love mo tungkol kay Roxanne Waters?
I auditioned for both Ina Dumlao's role, so to play Evie, and then Roxanne's role, and I remember I was saying to my husband Toby, who's also in the show, playing my husband, meta. But just going, oh, they're two totally complete polar opposites. Mm. But the Michelle Vergara more in me is sort of a bit more, not even just a bit. I'm like, I want to play Roxanne.
Yeah.
I want to play the flashy role.
Yeah, Ryan, you
like, you know, and have the fabulous outfits and just, you know, I've grown up with just these amazing Filipino women in my life, and they're all not shrinking flowers, let's face it. You know, they just love having a good time and love being flamboyant.
So we all know that your roles represent many of the Filipino migrants and yung life ng mga overseas Filipino workers. But while doing this series, meron ba kayong mga bagong learnings o discovery tungkol sa inyong pagka-Pilipino dahil sa pagganap ninyo bilang si Roxanne at si Gigi?
To play someone that comes from such a affluent lifestyle. I mean, I was lucky to have like maids in the Philippines as well, but we were so eternally grateful to them. We'd throw them birthday parties. We'd make sure that they felt like they were actually a part of the family rather than being just the hired help.
Indentured servants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was a different, like it didn't hit the heart as much, but for me personally, it was that, yes, I finally get to play someone that someone else can say that looks like me.
Playing Roxanne really affected me personally because in that my parents are immigrants themselves, and it was their struggle that let me personally have the life that I have today. So Roxanne also worked her butt off, like from the bottom, was an immigrant, had nothing, and just really worked her way, probably like, you know, scrubbing the floors from a nail salon to getting an apprenticeship at a nail salon to finally being able to do, you know, the nails at a nail salon, and then just somehow working her way up to that. And so I'm personally, it affects me because I'm so grateful to my parents who immigrated with nothing from Philippines to country Victoria in the 70s and knew nobody and would have experienced extreme discrimination and racism and all that sort of thing. Can you imagine the 70s in like country Victoria?
Yeah, that would have been
like the only like colourful people in like within 3 hours, you know? But yeah, I just, that really affected me very greatly because their struggle and their sacrifice to provide for their family, both, you know, in Australia and in the Philippines, still, you know, it's quite insane how much, you know, how hard our parents both worked.
Yeah, yeah.
So, ano naman yung feeling nyo na Pilipino din yung ginagampanan nyo na role dun sa series?
I had so much fun playing this role. And then also there was just so many moments of integrity and real all-consuming drama and heavy-hitting moments, which I think are going to resonate with audiences. But it has really, I think, the life of the Filipino, I think audiences are going to cotton onto that and just be blown away by this representation on screen. Yeah. What do you think, mate?
No, I enjoyed my role so much purely because it was like I'm barely acting. I'm just being myself. But then I'm thinking about the young little Filipino kids that grew up in Australia or the ones that are about to be growing up in Australia.
Yeah.
That get to see themselves on TV and be like, look, like we have kids in this show. So they're going to see these little kids and be like, oh, that's me. Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
You can play, like, well, let's play this.
And there's Yayas and there's like Lawlers and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to see like Lawla and, you know.
Yeah,
like,
it's just all the people that are in our lives on a regular basis. You'd be like, a box of Sky Flakes, you'll see.
Boy Bawang. San Mig Light. I sang Mig. Sang Mig. Karaoke.
Like a Boodle Fight. Like all of these great things that... Yeah. we grew up knowing what they were. Like, maybe there's some Australian Filipino kids that have no idea about it because their parents are like, oh, we don't want to put you to having to like deal with this culture.
They've been made to assimilate into Australian, Western culture.
And it's like, but our culture is amazing. Like,
oh my God. It's so
I think
much fun.
We had that one, that call when they were like, what's a color that represents the Philippines? And we're just like, all of them. Because our country is so colorful.
Well, kayong dalawa, kahit dito kayo pinanganak sa Australia, mas madalas naman kayong nakakabisita sa Pilipinas. Pero ano yung mga pinaka nami-miss ninyo sa Pilipinas?
I love Filipino.
We're island girls.
I know, exactly.
We're islanders. Like, we love the tropics.
Exactly.
I can't
do winter.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Good at it.
So we went back to the province of in Pulilan. You've got Malolos, and then you have Lumbak, which is a very rural country in the barangay. And it was really lovely spending time with my parents, like one-on-one. We don't know if we're going to be able to do that again. Like, God knows when we're going to be able to travel back to the Philippines. And I finally went to Palawan for the first time, and God, it's amazing.
Para sa ating mga tagapakinig, parehong Australian-born actresses po itong si Michelle at si Susana. Michelle's family is from Bulacan, pero dito na sila nagsettle sa Victoria. At nakapasok siya sa very prestigious acting school na National Institute of Dramatic Art in Sydney. Dito naman niya nakilala ang kanyang real-life husband na si Toby Moore. Nakasama niya rin syempre sa series at gumaganap bilang asawa ni Roxanne na si Mr. Jordan Waters. At gumaganap din po si Michelle sa maraming film at TV series mula sa Australia hanggang US. Kilala siya bilang si Chai Lee ng The Time of Our Lives at bumida na rin sa mga teatro. Mula naman po sa Cavite at Manila ang mga kaanak ni Susana Downs na nag-migrate na dito sa Sydney. Nahasa naman ang kanyang husay sa pag-arte sa mga musical theater. At naging bahagi po siya ng Nolimitanghe rin noon na itinanghal dito sa Australia noong 2019. At naging bahagi din siya ng thriller series na Dead Lucky noong 2018. Pero alam nyo ba na bukod sa singing at acting, laman din po ng mga beauty pageant itong si Susana na naging representative na ng Australia sa Miss Earth 2019. And this month, aabangan na natin siya sa Miss World naman. Maraming aspiring actors ang siguradong masaya na makita kayo, lalong-lalo na maging bahagi kayo ng isang Australian TV series. Pero meron ba kayong mensahe para dun sa iba pa nating mga kababayan sa creative industry or sa film industry na gusto ring makapasok sa mainstream?
In the past, when I've gone for roles, it's been like, let's say, Vietnamese. And then they'll cast anyone, whoever the best person for the role. So it could be Filipino, it could be Thai or whatever, or half even. But when it's actually like a Filipino role, I said to Toby, they better cast Filipino actors for this because it is going to be utter bull. It's not going to be true, it's not going to be genuine. The Filipinos in Australia are going to be like so pissed off because yet again, we've been like, whitewashed.
Yeah.
And I am so grateful to the producers and to SBS and Aquarius Films for doing this and for doing it with integrity and
making
with the genuine,
so
and hopefully in the future, sorry Ina, but we won't have to outsource, there will be the talent because they've been given the opportunities. And that's my diatribe for today. Sorry, Susanna.
Yeah.
It's our time. 5 years ago, I would not have the career I have now because there was nothing for me. But now, there's so much that comes through that I'm able to read for, I'm able to sing for, because they're writing it. But I just say, keep going, because our time is, it's here, it's been here.
Yeah.
But we're emerging more and we just need to make ourselves known that we're present and we're ready to work.
And the Unusual Suspects ngayong Webes na June 3. Ano mga dapat abangan ng mga manonood sa seryeng ito?
It's interesting because it's really unlike something you have seen before. All these little bits and pieces of drama and humor, but pathos and like really, really heart-wrenching moments, but also there's some like really effing funny moments.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Heather Mitchell, Miranda Otto, Peter O'Brien, Toby Lenimore, Matt Day. Yeah, well, he's part of them.
I know.
But yeah, like Renee Lim as well plays an amazing part. Actually,
James Lugden. Ari Boyland.
Yeah.
There's so many people that fit into the mold. Like, we're not the only four that are in the series. You've got everyone that creates the giant picture.
The supporting actors in this are just so wonderful.
Mm. It's great.
But this is our turn. Filipinos to shine.
Aantabayanan namin yan for sure. And maraming salamat, Michelle Vergara Moore and Susanna Downs of The Unusual Suspects. And next week, atin namang makakapanayam ang writer na si Von Patiag at isa sa mga direktor ng serye na si Melvin Montalban. Abangan ang lahat ng yan dito lang sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.